Thomas Jewelers. Can I help you?
Hey, lady, it's Scott with RDI. What's going on?
Not much. How about you?
Oh, just another day in paradise. Up here, we're having a halfway decent day. I mean, it's cold again, but it's not snowing or raining, so I'll take that.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. It's like, yucky.
Right? Keep doing it. Following up, I got a couple of diamonds back from you. Wondering how you made out with that 67 pair.
He is supposed to be in, hold on, one of the guys came in last night, but that was not the pear shape.
Okay.
Let's see here, I think. My brain didn't work no more. It's fine.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? It's Friday, and I was stuttering first phone call. I'm like, yeah, forget that.
There you go, exactly. Okay, so yeah, his schedule isn't going to let him come in until next week. So
okay, I'll follow
that's
up
okay?
next week, yeah. You know me, I'm
perfect.
Easy, don't tell anybody. And if anything comes up in the meantime, let me know. A couple quick reminders. We're still doing the original lifetime trade-up policy on all natural loose diamonds. As long as you have the cert, we'll take it back and give you what you paid for it. Even if it's worth less now, we're going to give you the original price. All you do is spend a buck more.
Diamonds have gone down?
Oh, yeah. I took a trade probably a month ago now, 90-point HVS2 from 2020. It was $3,400. It's a $2,200 diamond today. So
no way. Holy crap.
Right? It's absolutely. I'm looking, you sold back in 2023 a 101 emerald that you paid $3,475 for. Let me just look and see what it's at now. $2,835.50. It's absolutely crazy, Pam. I don't know. You know, and he hasn't changed policy. I know a couple other companies stopped doing it. He hasn't changed.
Right.
He just like, you know, we made that promise. We're going to stick with it, and, you know, we'll make it work. So that diamond today is $2,200. So $800.
Wow.
So, right? Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. Okay, so since I got you on the phone, I have a customer that's looking for a natural.
Okay.
Marquee, I went on the website, and there were a few of them. He wants like VS1, VS2, nice color, FG. There was one of them, I think that was a carat 50 or a carat 52.
All right, let's take a look. He said 150 Marquee, G plus, VS2 plus. Should be easy to find. We own a couple. There's a 150 G VS1 that's out on memo for $13,238. There's a 150 F VS2 for $12,625. So, and I'll tell you this, Marquees have been hard to come by, and for some reason they're back being popular. I think the girl's name is Selena Gomez. Benny Blanco got Selena Gomez, a huge Marquee this past year. And I don't know what these girls are doing, but they're looking at Marquees. So, you know.
Yeah, I think in the last, I mean, granted, some of them, well, actually, most of them have been labs. But within the last year, it's like, yeah, they just come in. It's like, I want a Marquee. And I'm thinking, really? The gentleman that came in yesterday, he was quite funny because his first wife had a Marquee and he was not going to buy his to be a Marquee. And what does she say? I've always wanted a Marquee.
All right. So I'm gonna divulge something about myself. When I got married the first time and we got engaged in 1990, one carat GVS1 Marquee.
There you go.
Craziness, and I won't even tell you
how much. Yeah, I'm just saying, how much was it back then?
I don't want to talk about it at all. So, but yeah, that's what she wanted.
Were you in the industry?
No, I was still selling appliances back then.
Okay.
The owner of the store where I worked, and it's still open. It's a privately owned store since 1932.
Wow.
I had gone to him and said, listen, you know, Jim, I'm thinking about getting engaged. What do I do? He goes, okay, the source on Westwood Road. When do you want to go and look? I'm like, well, you know, I'm off tomorrow. He goes, meet me there at noon. Good. I mean, this is a $30 million appliance and furniture store it's old. And it's old money, and it's
gotcha.
These guys are right from Italy, very second. Now they're on their third generation. Their son that I went to high school with runs it. My brother still works there. I'm like, okay, you know, family-type people, right? So we get there, and I pick out the ring I want, and he looks at the guy and goes, well, we're going to do one of two things. You're going to let him walk out of here with the money he's got in his pocket and pay you the rest afterwards, or I'll pay for it, and he'll come out of his paycheck. But we're not paying that much for it. They went and got the owner, and the two of them talked, and I spent more than I wanted to, and I had the cash. I was that kid. But we're walking out, and Jim Gustinelli looks at me and goes, okay, here's the deal. You get this home, and Mom doesn't like it because, you know, Mom's got to approve everything.
Right.
And we'll bring it back. I'm like, Jim, how did you do that? He goes, the guy's been buying appliances from me and furniture from me for years, and we have a house account. It's one of the only places I ever knew that would do house credit. If they knew you.
Wow.
You know, I had an account with them for years, even after I left. I could, you know, it's funny because a couple of years ago, our washer went, and, you know, my wife wanted the front loader. It was $2,000 for a new pair.
Right.
And I had the cash, and I'm going to pull out my debit card, and the girl at the counter looks at me and goes, do you want to put that on your account? So 2025, they're still doing house accounts. And it's crazy because the middle brother, Tony, big guy, right? Huh. Tony loved me. He passed a couple years back. So we were very close. Even
though
I left the industry. I'm working there, and he calls me one afternoon from the road. And he goes, listen, Scott, I need you and Chuck and Bill, two of our delivery drivers. He goes, I need you to go over to the garage door on East Ridge Road. It's a big bar here and restaurant in our city. He goes, and I need you to pick up the two checks. I'm like, what? He goes, well, I put them on house account for him 2.5 years ago. We haven't seen a dime. I've called him and called him and called him. The guy told me to go play in traffic. Now, I'm a good-sized guy. I mean, I'm not 6 foot by any means, but I'm big shoulders, big chest. The two delivery guys he sent me with were monsters, okay? That's what they did. They delivered furniture and appliances. We get there, and I'll never forget. The guy was like, you're not taking my freezers. I go, listen, this is what I was told to do. You haven't paid for them. You know, well, I'm not emptying them. You're not taking them. You're not touching them. 220 cubic foot. Chest freezers, they're huge, they're the size of a coffin. But people,
oh, God.
And I watched these gentlemen pick them up and dump them on the floor and load them on the truck. And meanwhile, this guy is jumping up and down and screaming and yelling, threatening to call the police. I said, go ahead, call the police, you stole them. It's over $1,000. In New York, that's a felony, and you'll go to jail today. Bob Montanari, I'll never forget. And he just kind of went white and looked at me. Well, 3 hours later, he was at the store to pay for both of them. And my boss, Tony looks at him and goes, it'll be $50 to deliver him. And no, we're not picking that stuff off the floor. Don't ever screw with me again. And I'm like, yeah, stop, pay your house account. You know? So it was good. But he used to use me once in a while as his setup and delivery guy or his repo guy and just family-owned, operated. We had fun. If I could do the hours, I'd still be working there. But it's nights and weekends and, you know, your typical retail. But
right. Yeah.
I digress. All right, well, if I can help you with these marquees, let me know. You know,
so
if it's something I don't have, I'm with you.
You said one of them was on memo.
Yes.
Is the other one in-house, or is it on memo also?
It's on memo also. Let me do this, just for fun. I know what you want. You want VS1, VS2, FG, and a 150. I did a diamond Q yesterday and something we didn't have, and it came in lower than what I expected. So I'm going to do a diamond Q just to see what comes up. I'll call you back, and we'll kind of go from there.
Sounds perfect. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.